今天早晨我要继续和弟兄姊妹来交通属灵的生活。
This morning I'd like to share continually with you about the spiritual life.
我们上一次呢和弟兄姊妹讲到信心的生活。
Last time we shared about the life of faith.
当然讲完信心的生活啊，下面一定要应该讲顺服的生活。
Of course, following that topic, it should be the life of submission.
因为这两件事情是走在一起。
Because these are two sides of one coin.
是不应该分开的。
And it cannot be separated.
所以今天早晨呢，我要和弟兄姊妹一同来交通顺服的生活。
Therefore, this morning I'd like to share with you about the life of submission.
那我请弟兄姊妹和我一同先来读一些的圣经。
Let's turn to some Bible passages.
我们先看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的顺服、顺从，众人也成为义了。
For just as through the disobedience of one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man, the many will be made righteous.
第六章第十六节到十八节。
Romans chapter 6, verses 16 through 18.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed a form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
腓立比书第二章第八节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 8.
这里讲到我们主耶稣基督的心思。
And here you talk about the mind of Christ Jesus.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章第八到第九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered.And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
第十一章第八节。
Chapter 11, verse 8.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance,obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
中文这里遵命出去就是顺服。
And here it says obeyed.
我们最后请看马太福音。
Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音第二十六章。
Chapter 26.
马太二十六章。我们从三十六节读到三十九节。
Verses 36 through 39.
耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫克西马尼，就对他们说：“你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。”于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过，便对他们说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。”你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。他就稍往前走，俯伏在地祷告说：我父啊， 倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, Sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道信心的生活是很重要的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we all know the life of faith is very important.
但是信心是有行动的。
But faith must come with action.
那么信心的行动是什么呢？
And what is the deed of faith?
信心的行动就是顺服。
And the action of faith is to obey.
如果你今天是一个有信心的人，
Today, if you're one with faith,
你一定有顺服的行动。
Then you will have action of obedience.
当我们读到希伯来书第十一章的时候，
When we read about Hebrews chapter 11,
我们看见信心的父亚伯拉罕，
We saw the father of faith, Abraham.
他为我们做了一个榜样。
He has set a great example for us.
就是当他因信蒙召的时候，
And when he was called by faith,
他就顺服神而出去。
He obeyed God and went out.
所以在信心之后一定有一个行动。
And therefore there must be action following your faith.
而这个行动呢就是顺服。
And that action is obedience.
在基督徒的生活里面，
And in the life of Christians,
顺服是最叫神得荣耀的。
And submission is obedience is something that glorifies God
the most. 哪里有顺服哪里就有神的荣耀。
Wherever there is obedience, there is the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹们，
and dear brothers and sisters,
因为只有顺服才能够成全神的旨意。
Because only obedience can bring in the fulfillment of God's purpose.
所以在基督徒的生活里面，顺服是非常重要的一件事情。
And therefore, in the life of Christians, obedience is something crucially important.
当然，如果我们在圣经里面，我们要来找一个顺服的榜样的话呢？
And if we try to find an example of obedience from the Bible,
我想除了主耶稣之外，你也再也找不到另外一个完全顺服的榜样。
And I believe apart from Jesus himself, you cannot find someone another example of obedience.
神的儿子从天上到地下来，
The Son of God that came down from heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，他完全在对神的顺服底下来做这件事情。
And brothers and sisters, he has done so by the obedience to his Father.
所以在圣经里面，主耶稣乃是顺服最大的一个榜样。
Therefore, the greatest example of obedience in the Bible is Jesus himself.
腓立比书第二章告诉我们说，他是存心顺服。
In Philippians chapter 2, it tells us that he obeyed even unto death.
弟兄姊妹们，这个在原文说的是 become obedience.
He became obedient.
弟兄姊妹们，那么我们知道为什么主耶稣在这里要存心顺服呢？
And why is it that he became obedient?
因为呢，只有顺服能够使神的目的能够被成全。
Because only through obedience God's purpose may be fulfilled.
所以主耶稣要来到这个世间之前，
Therefore before he came to the world,
他知道只有他完全顺服神，神的旨意才能够在他身上得到成就。
And Jesus knew that only through complete obedience to God, God's purpose may be fulfilled in him.
只有他完全的顺服，
Only when he completely
能叫神的旨意成就在整个宇宙的里面，
Then the purpose of will God, of God may be fulfilled in the world.
所以当他来到这个世间之前，
So before he came to this world,
所以我们中文的翻译也好，他已经有了一个存心。
And he already had this mind of obedience.
弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得今天顺服不是说我们遇见那些事情我们再开始来顺服。
Therefore obedience does not come after something has happened.
如果你是存心以及顺服的话，
But if you already had a mind of obedience,
那么事情来到的时候就自然顺服了。
And then when you encounter circumstances, you will obey.
所以我们的主因为深深的知道父在他身上一个荣耀的旨意，
Because Jesus knew the glorious intention of his Father in him,
在这个旨意的里面，
that in this purpose, this plan,
只有人完全的降服下来的时候，这个旨意才能够得到成就。
It can only be fulfilled through complete obedience.
所以他来到地上道成肉身，
Therefore he became flesh and came upon man.
因此他顺服父神，
Dear brothers and sisters, he obeyed his father.
顺服到什么样的地步呢？
To what degree?
顺服到以至于死，且死在十字架上。
It was obedience to death, even death on a cross.
所以主耶稣上十字架是顺服的一个结果。
And therefore, going to the cross was the fruit of his obedience.
我们都知道这个顺服。
And we know that such obedience
产生何等惊人的果效。
And it bears such marvelous, wondrous fruit.
罗马书第五章十九节告诉我们
In Romans chapter 5 verse 19 it tells us
因为一个人的悖逆就是亚当的悖逆
That because as through the obedience of one man
整个人类都成了罪人
The many were sinners
整个的世界整个受造完全背叛
The entire creation rebelled
我们知道这个背叛是何等的厉害
And now how great was that disobedience that rebellion
直到今天你还看见我们说存在的这个世界充满了背叛。
Even until today, you will see the such rebellions in the world.
就是在我们的里面也是还有背叛。
And even in our heart, there is a spirit of disobedience.
你如何能挽回这样背叛的光景呢？
How can you return from such condition?
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us.
因着主耶稣基督一人的顺从。
Because through the obedience of one man,
就使我们众人怎么样，都成为义人。
That we were all made righteous.
这个功效是何等的惊人的。
And how great is that result?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
And dear brothers and sisters,
顺服不是一件小事情。
Obedience is not a small matter.
顺服是一件大事情。
Obedience is a great matter.
它能够扭转整个背叛的世界
because it can change, can turn the world of disobedience.
这个世界离开神就是不义的
And when this world departed from God, it was unrighteous.
就在这个世界中没有一样的事物是对的
That there's not one thing that is right in this world.
所以保罗在罗马书第三章也告诉我们说没有义人连一个也没有
Therefore in Romans chapter 3, Paul tells us there's not one who's righteous, not even one.
不仅我们所存在这个世界走的样不对连我们这个人也不对什么都不对
not even the world was not right, even our person and the individual was not right.
但是却因为主耶稣基督一人的顺服
But through the obedience of one man, which is Jesus,
使我们这些相信耶稣基督的人就变成义人
that those who believed in Jesus Christ became righteous.
他把这个不对的局面整个把它扭转过来了
He had overturned this condition that was not right.
所以你看这个顺服是何等大的一个能力一力量
And therefore, how great is the power of obedience?
但是我们知道顺服是不容易学的一个功课
But we all know that obedience is a lesson that's hard to learn.
顺服的生活是相当的艰困的
And a life of obedience is something very difficult.
我们的主耶稣基督他从天上来到地上的时候
And when our Lord Jesus Christ came down to the earth from heaven.
他早知道这条路是艰苦的道路
He knew that the way was hard.
但是他心里面已经存着顺服的意念
But in his heart he had a mind of obedience.
所以弟兄姊妹们他从天上来到地上所是降生在马槽里面
And therefore when he came to the world he was born in a manger.
他卑微他的自己
He humbled himself.
然后下面有三十年的时间
And for 30 years
弟兄姊妹在约瑟的家里面
But in the home of Joseph
学习做木匠
He learned how to be a carpenter.
你几乎在新约圣经里面看不出来这三十年到底主在那里做什么。
Oh, you cannot find a trace of what he was doing in these 30 years.
弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters,
这三十年的沉默
that this silence of 30 years
说明主在神面前的顺服。
It spoke of his obedience before the presence of God.
一个不顺从的人
that of one who is disobedient
是不可能忍耐这三十年。
Cannot endure that 30 years.
因为他不是普通的人。
Because he was not an ordinary man.
他是神的儿子。
He was the son of God.
他是充满能力的。
That he was one who filled with power.
但是为着父的旨意的成就。
But because of the fulfillment of the purpose of God.
三十年在木匠的家里默默无声。
He was silent in a home of carpenter for 30 years.
等到最后三十岁出来的时候。
And when he went out for ministry at an age of 30,
最后三年半的生活
the last 3.5 years of his life,
可以说完全活在 那个羞辱的生活里面。
It was a life of shame.
我们知道这三年半的最后生活是何等的艰苦。
And we know, all know how difficult that 3.5 years was.
当我们读四福音书的时候
，And when we read about the four gospels,
我们看见神的儿子。
We saw the Son of God.
在这个悖逆的人群中间
，That among people who were rebellious,
他忍受何等样的羞辱
？He endured such shame.
弟兄姊妹们
，And dear brothers and sisters,
他为何能忍受这些羞辱呢
？Why is it that he was able to endure?
因为他已经存心顺服。
Because he had the mind of obedience.
他知道这是父的旨意。
He knew that that was the intention of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见。在那一样一种败坏那种悖逆顶撞人在那里误解他人在那里攻击他的这种情况里面主耶稣基督表现出来的是一个美丽的生命
So you see the beautiful life that Jesus manifested in such rebellious amongst rebellious people when people were mocking him and misunderstanding him
因为他的里面充满了顺服的意念
And because in his heart it was filled with a mind of obedience
最后来到克西马尼园的时候
And when he came to the Garden of Gethsemane
弟兄姊妹这是新约圣经中间可以说是最美丽的一幅图画
And that could be the most beautiful picture throughout the New Testament
我们主知道马上他就要上十字架
Our Lord knew that pretty soon he's going to go on to the cross
所以在逾越节的那个筵席的过后他就带着门徒一同到克西马尼
And therefore, right after the feast of Passover, he brought his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane.
这是他一生中间可以说是最关键的时候，也是最艰苦的一个时候。
That was the most pivotal and difficult point in his life.
前面人对他的辱骂，人对他的羞辱，人对他的顶撞，他都能够忍耐。
And prior to that, he could endure people's mocking and people's just mocking him, laughing at him.
但是到了这个时候
But at this point,
圣经记载说
The Bible recorded,
当他匍匐在神跟前祷告的时候
When he bowed before the presence of his father,
汗像血点一样滴在地上
That his sweat was like blood drops on the floor.
他现在忍受一个最艰苦的一个时候
Because that was the most difficult time of his life.
他甚至求神说
And when he asked his father,
父啊，倘若可行
My father, if it is possible,
叫这杯离开我
may this cup depart from me.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们能体会到主耶稣在克西马尼园的那一刻他所受到的煎熬吗
Can you understand and be empathetic the trial of Jesus when in the Garden of Gethsemane?
因为他知道在十字架上
Because he knew that when he's going to go on to the cross,
将有三个钟头
And for 3 hours,
神要离开他
his father will depart from him.
这是我们的主心中最不能忍受的
And that is something that he cannot bear.
人的辱骂，人的羞辱，人的顶撞都算不得什么
He can bear people's mocking and their rebellion.
只有父亲的离开
Only that when the father is going to forsake him.
叫他的心里没办法忍受
That his heart could not endure
他说父啊
He says father
倘若可行
If it is possible
叫这杯离开我
Would you please take this cup away from me
但是下面的话多么的宝贵
But how precious
他说然而不要照着我的意思
He said but not my according to my will
照着你的意思
But as you will
我们的主到这个时刻
That at such a moment,
他的顺服可以说是达到了极点
His obedience was to the pivotal point
所以因此希伯来书的作者就这样说
And therefore the author of the book of Hebrews
他虽然是神的儿子
Although he was a son, the son of God
却因着苦难学顺从
And he learned obedience from what he suffered
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
连神的儿子在地上
Even for the Son of God to be,
在肉身中间也要学顺从
That he needs to learn obedience in his flesh
他本来就是爱父亲的
He was the one who loved his father
他本来就是顺服父亲的
He was the one who obeyed his father
但是在这个时刻
But in this moment
因为父要离开他
And because the father was going to forsake him
就像他的心里面没有办法接受
That he could not accept
但是他仍然说父啊照你的意思不要照我的意思
But he said father As your will, not my will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神
We thank the Lord.
我们的主顺服神是顺服以至于死
That our Lord obeyed God even unto death.
因为他这个顺服
And because of such obedience,
是为着我们的以后我们这些顺从他的人成了一个永远得救的根源
And he became an eternal salvation for all who obey him.
意思说若是没有主耶稣基督这个顺服
Which means that without the obedience of Jesus,
你我的顺服也没什么用
And you and yours and my obedience would
avail to nothing. 只有建立在主的这个顺服上面
It is only when it's built on the obedience of Christ,
弟兄姊妹我们才真正的得救
that we may be saved.
所以因此主耶稣成为我们顺服的一个最大的一个榜样。
Therefore, Jesus has become the greatest example for us for obedience.
所以罗马书第六章这里说啊。
In Romans chapter 6,
第十七节说，感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted.
弟兄姊妹，这里这个道理的模范
Here it says the teaching, the form of teaching.
乃是指着我们的主在顺服上面所做的榜样说的
It spoke of the example of obedience of our Lord Jesus.
啊，它是一个 pattern, 是个 tupus。
He was a pattern for our obedience.
弟兄姊妹们，他就成了我们的顺服的一个榜样。
He became the pattern of our obedience.
所以我们的主在肉身中尚且要因着苦难来学顺从。
So in his flesh he learned obedience from what he suffered.
所以因此在基督徒的一生里面
And therefore throughout the life of a Christian,
顺服也是我们一个重要的学习。
Obedience becomes a crucial lesson for all of us.
什么时候我们学会了顺服
Whenever we learned obedience,
如同主那样的顺服
just like our Lord Jesus,
弟兄姊妹你就能带进神的荣耀
then, brothers and sisters, you can usher in the glory of God.
如同主那样把神的荣耀带进来
and just like our Lord Jesus, we can usher in the glory of God.
我们晓得今天对于人来讲顺服是最难的
You know that obedience is so difficult for all men.
啊，我们有儿女的人呢我们常常为着儿女的不顺服啊，我们心里面难过，对不对
？And those who have children, oftentimes our heart is sorrowful and troubled because of disobedience of our children.
哎呀，我们看见儿女顺服不顺服的，我们会生气。
And we will become angry when they're disobedient.
我们说你为什么这样不听我的话呢
？And we say, how come you don't listen to me?
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有忘记了，我们自己在神跟前也是这样的
？Have we forgotten that that's the way we are before God?
在我个人的经历里面
In my own experience,
我能体会到在属灵的生活里面顺服是最难学的一个功课
And I truly understand that to be obedient this is the hardest lesson in our spiritual life
我得罪主最多的地方就是不顺服
And I sin to God the most on the point of obedience
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
And dear brothers and sisters
所以我常常在主面前有个祷告
So oftentimes I have this prayer before my God
我说主啊我这一生我也不是希望为你做多大的功
And dear God I don't envy and desire to do great work for you
我也不是要要求有多大的能力能行使多好的奇事
I don't ask for great power to do miracles
或者我有多少的恩赐啊我可以来进功用
That how much gifts or talents I have
主啊，我若是能顺服你，我就够了。
Lord, if I can just obey you, that would be sufficient.
因为我知道，在我的天性中充满了许多的悖逆。
Because in my nature, it is filled with rebellion.
我能顺服你是多么不容易。
And how difficult it is for me to obey you.
啊，我们常常世界上常常讲说，这个孩子长到十五六岁，这个 teenager 的时候是背叛的年龄。我们常这样讲，对不对
？Oftentimes we say the teens when they reach the 15 and 16, that's a disobedient period of time in their life.
其实这个对基督徒来讲不准确。
And actually, that is not very accurate.
我们的一生都是悖逆的。
Our whole life is disobedient.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，and brothers and sisters.
所以主到地上来，为我们做了顺服的榜样。
Therefore, the Lord has come to become the pattern of our obedience.
等等，下面我会讲。
And later on, I will share some more.
我们有很多神的祝福从我们身上失去， 是因为我们的不顺服。
A lot of times we lost the blessing of the Lord because we were disobedient.
许多的机会的失去也是因为我们的不顺服。
A lot of times we lose opportunities because we were disobedient.
所以主要到地上来为我们做顺服的榜样。
Therefore the Lord needs to come to become the pattern of our obedience.
他就希望我们能够照着他的样式行。
And he wanted us to do according to his pattern.
因为他的顺服。
And because of his obedience, that God's will may be fulfilled.
因着他的顺服,
and because of his obedience,
使今天所有相信他的人都能够蒙恩,
and today all of us can receive his grace.
弟兄姊妹们,
and brothers
and sisters, 那么也许我们要问, 到底什么是顺服呢?
Maybe we should ask, what is obedience?
其实简单的来说,
and simply put it,
顺服呢, 就是意志上面的一个降服。
To obey is to submit to your will.
在罗马书第六章里面有这样的一个词。
In Romans chapter 6, there is a word.
它这个字呢，中文把它翻作是献，奉献这个献，献上。
And this word in Chinese is translated as offering.
但是在英文里面呢，它这个字叫做 yield.
But in English, the word is yield.
我们知道这个 yield 这个字啊，这个献这个就是什么？就是降服的意思。
And to yield is to submit.
这个在我们的生活里面常常会看到。
And oftentimes you see the word yield in our life.
尤其你开车就很容易碰到。
And if you're driving, you will see the sign.
你开车开到一个地方，你看见一个倒三角形啊，一个倒的三角形。
When you see an upside down triangle.
你立刻就知道那个叫什么，叫你 yield。
And you know that it's telling you to yield.
就说你需要让别人先走。
And you need to yield to the oncoming traffic.
那弟兄姊妹们
And dear brothers
and sisters, 顺服的意思就是把你整个的意志降服在神的跟前。
And to obey means to submit your entire will before the Lord.
保罗告诉我们说啊
And Paul tells us,
你把你的肢体献给谁，就是你降服给谁，你就做谁的奴仆。
Whoever you submit, you yield your body to as a slave, then you became the slave of that person.
当我们不肯把我们自己降服在神跟前的时候
，When we are unwilling to yield ourselves before God,
弟兄姊妹，第一个，你可能做了魔鬼的奴隶。
And perhaps you have become the slaves of Satan.
你要不是魔鬼的奴隶，定过就是你自己肉体的奴隶。
If you're not the slaves of the evil one, then you're the slave of your own flesh.
所以圣经劝我们。要把我们的身体把我们的肢体献给主做奴隶。
And therefore the Bible encourages to yield our bodies to the Lord as his slave.
结果呢你就成了一个义的奴仆了，你看好不好呢？
Then you become the slave of righteousness.
所以顺服很简单的来说就是把你的意志降服下来。
Therefore, obedience, simply put it, is to yield your mind, your will to God.
我们都知道人的意志在人的生活中间占有非常重要的地位。
You know the crucial importance of your will in your life.
我们每个人都有意志。
Every one of us has a will.
我们的意志呢主导我们的生活。
Our will directs the way of our lives.
从圣经里面我们晓得。
And from the Bible we learned.
这个意志乃是人的魂的一部分。
This will is part of our soul.
我们人的魂呢，有思想、有情感、有意志三个部分。
And in our soul, it consists of our will, our emotions, and our mind.
这三个部分呢，之间的关系是非常的密切。
And has a special connection between the three elements.
尤其在属灵的经历上面
especially in our spiritual experiences
弟兄姊妹如果思想情感被打动
and if your mind and your emotion is being provoked
若是不能达到意志的话呢就不会产生任何的果效
if it cannot reach your will then there would be no action
你的思想被打动
And once your mind is being stirred,
你的情感被打动
your emotions being stirred,
最后呢必须要达到意志这个点上的时候才会产生真正的果效出来
Only when such stir up touch your reach your will, then it will have bear fruit.
比方说我们有时候听到的时候
For example, as we listen to the word of God preaching,
我们的思想被感动
And our mind are being stirred up.
啊，这个在年轻的弟兄姊妹们中间呢，更是很明显。
And that's especially obvious among the youngsters.
我们听喜欢听一些比较有这个思想的一些的东西。
And we like to hear something that's logical, analytical.
所以我们听的时候，我们觉得，哎呀，这个真是很好，讲的非常的合理。
And we think that, oh, that it sounds very good and very reasonable.
但是如果这个光是进到你的思想中，而没达到你的意志的话呢？
But if such preaching only reached your mind, it did not reach your will.
那个顶多成为你的一个知识。
That only such word only becomes a knowledge.
不会成为你生活中的行动。
It will not become an action in your life.
啊，比方说，我举一点简单的例子来说明。
Let me give you an example.
啊，我们有的时候弟兄们在这里会劝勉我们读圣经。
And some brothers will encourage us to read the Bible.
啊，我们就说，啊，对呀，一年呢，如果旧约读一天读三章，新约读一章，一年可以读完一遍。
And we will agree saying that if we read three chapters of Old Testament and one chapter of the New Testament, we will finish the entire Bible once a year.
哎，我们在这听的时候，我们觉得很对。
And as we hear such preaching, we think, that sounds pretty good.
我们心里面想，哎，我应该这样做。
And we think to ourselves that that's something I should do.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹，如果这个一念光是在你的思想中，没有达到你的意志的话呢，
but if
没有果效。
If such thought only reach your mind and not your will, then it will not bear fruit.
听过了，都知道了。
Once you heard it, you knew about it.
做不出来的。
But you cannot do it.
我记得我们年轻的时候啊。
I remember when I was young.
弟兄姊妹，因为在教会的里面啊。
And because at that time in the church.
我们的弟兄们比较在顺服上教导我们多一点。
And our brothers taught us more on the lessons of obedience.
所以呢，平常在生活中，我们总是学着来顺服，因为圣经讲说要顺服年长的。
And so in our daily lives, we learned the lessons of obedience because the Bible tells us to obey, to submit to the elders.
所以年长弟兄的话要听。
So listen to the elderly brothers.
所以我们这个里面啊，这个意志上面已经有一个状态，要准备顺服。
So in our mind, there is a condition, it's prepared to obey.
所以这个弟兄说啊，今天回去，你要把这张圣经背下来。
So when the brother tells us that, when you go home today, you need to memorize this particular chapter.
到了下个礼拜来的时候。
And next week, when we return to church.
看我们的青年弟兄姊妹当中哈。
And among our young brothers and sisters.
差不多人都通通背下来了。
Almost every one of us memorized that chapter.
啊。我没背下来。
I didn't.
不是因为我悖逆。
Not because my rebellion.
因为我这个记忆力不大好。
But because my memory is not very good.
我没有他们那么聪明。
I am not as smart as they are.
所以他们都背下来了，我没背下来。
They all memorized it except me.
但是呢，我也背了个七七八八的。
But I remember about 70-80%.
因为什么呢？因为我们愿意顺服。
Because we had a mind of obedience.
就会有行动。
And therefore there was action.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在属灵的事情上面。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果在心思上面受到感动。
On the spiritual matters, if your mind are being disturbed.
没有达到意志的话呢，不会有行动。
Yet, it did not reach the will, then it will not bear fruit.
那就一点的果效也不会有。
It will not bear any fruit.
啊，那么同样情感也是这样。
And there, it's the same with our emotions.
啊，我们有的时候听到啊，有的人真是好口才啊。
And sometimes, a preacher can be very eloquent.
或者有的人真是被主的灵感动。
And it can be filled with a spirit of God.
那么有的时候呢，叫我们的情感整个被打动。
And our emotions are stirred.
啊，有的时候甚至在那里感动的这个眼泪直流啊。
And we would just shed so much tears.
哎，整个情感都被挑动了。
So our entire emotion was stirred up.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But dear brothers and sisters,
若是这个感情上的打动，
If such emotionally being stirred up,
没有能够达到你的这个意志，
It did not reach your will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，一散了会就没有了。
And it would be to be no avail after the meeting.
那么今天你只不过在聚会里面哭了一场而已。
The most you did was just cried in the meeting.
没有什么下面的后文的。
There was no fruit that following it.
如果这个情感的打动。
But if your mind, your emotions being stirred up.
达到你的意志。
And reach all the way to your will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，下面 就会有属灵的果效出现。
And it will bear a fruit of the spirit.
我曾经跟你们讲过1964年的时候。
And I remember I shared with you in the year 1964.
因为年长的弟兄。
And because of an elderly brother.
他对着我们这些青年的弟兄姊妹讲述他个人蒙恩的经历。
He shared with us how he was saved.
那实在是感动人。
And that was touched many of our hearts.
他的故事感动人。
His story touched many of our hearts.
他向着主的奉献感动人。
His complete offering to the Lord touched our hearts.
为着主的摆上感动人。
And what he offered to the Lord touched our hearts.
所以我记得有一天早晨讲到一个地步，全场都哭啊，全场哭。
So one morning as he shared to everyone in the congregation cried.
他讲到主十字架的工作。
And when he spoke of the work of the cross.
哎呀，那一天弟兄姊妹们，我坐在其中，我也是受感动，这个眼泪一直流。
And I was so touched, I just kept on shedding tears.
所以，因为你受过一点点属灵上的带领。
Because we have been led, by spiritual.
知道这个顺服的这个重要。
And we know the importance of obedience.
所以那一天弟兄姊妹们，主的爱实在是进到我们的心里。
So that day, the love of God entered our hearts.
我整个心都融化。
And my heart was melted.
弟兄姊妹，那实在是达到整个达到我的意志的全部。
And it reached all the way down to my mind, my will.
所以从那天开始起。
From that day on.
有很长的一段时间。
For a very long period of time.
我不能提到主耶稣的名。
I cannot mention even the name of Jesus.
我只要说耶稣，我眼泪就像泉源一样往下涌。
Whenever I mention the name Jesus, I will shed tears.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
如果我们的情感被打动
，If our emotions are being stirred up，
而不能达到我们的意志
，Yet it did not reach our will，
它就不会产生属灵的果效。
It will not bear spiritual fruit.
所以我们基督徒的意志在神面前的这个降服决定我们属灵的生活的好坏有非常重要的影响。
So by yielding our mind or will to God, it determines our spiritual life before God.
我希望我们能懂得哈这个属灵生活的这个秘诀。
I hope we can all understand the secrets of spiritual life.
所以难怪有些人说，我怎么听的这么多次，流泪的流了这么多，生活也没什么改变。
No wonder some say, how come I listen to so much sermons? I've been touched so many times, yet my life stay unchanged.
很简单的。
And very simple.
你的意志没有降服在神的跟前。
Because you did not yield your will to God.
很可惜。
And so that's something pitiful.
那弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters,
我们讲到这个思想、情感、意志，它之间有相当紧密的关系。
When we talk about the close connection between our mind, our will, and our emotion.
所以思想、情感里面所有的这个感动，要达到意志才坚定稳固。
All the stirring up of your will, of your mind, of your emotion must reach your will in order to bear fruit.
但是呢，思想、情感呢？也同样会影响意志的决定。
But your mind, your emotion would influence the decision of your will.
啊，所以有的时候有人讲了一些什么东西，哎，我们一听了，我们就顺着去了，对不对
？And sometimes we hear a person preaching, then we just follow his sermon.
啊，有的时候别人讲了一些东西，我们里面感情被打动，非常受感动，结果呢？我们影响我们意志的决定。
And sometimes when our emotions are touched by such sermon, our will made a decision.
所以对一个基督徒来讲
，So for a Christian,
我们要非常注意我们这个魂里面这个生活的这种各方各面。
We need to pay attention to all aspects of our soul life.
保罗在哥林多后书里面曾经这样讲。
Paul in 2 Corinthians said.
他说呢，我们要将人的心意，就是人的心思掳回归向基督。
He says that we need to capture the mind of man to the obedience of Christ.
所以如果我们的心思如果转向基督
，So if our mind are being turned to God，
弟兄姊妹会影响我们意志在神面前的一个决定。
It would determine the decision of our will before God.
你今天怎么会坚决的把自己奉献跟随主呢？
How can we offer ourselves so solemnly to the Lord?
因为弟兄姊妹，你的心思意念转向神。
Because your mind has turned to God.
所以你的情感也转向神。
And your emotions were turned to God.
弟兄姊妹们，自然你的脚步跟随神。
Therefore, your feet will follow God.
因为你整个的意志降服在神的跟随。
Because your entire will is submitted, is yielded to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
难怪那天我们看见主耶稣在客西马尼园的里面。
No wonder that day when we see Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他，我们能够感觉到主在那一个时刻里面，他的情绪受到的一种激动是达到一个非常高的一个点。
And we can feel that his emotion has reached a very pivotal point.
他的会汗像血点一样滴在地上。
And his sweat drops were like blood.
因为在他的情感的里面。他没有办法忍受父亲的离开。
Because in his emotion, he could not bear the father forsaking him.
但是呢，在这个时候呢，他不被他的情绪所影响。
But at that moment, he was not directed by his emotion.
他向父的祷告。
He prayed to his father.
他说：“父啊。”
He says, "My father."
不要照我的意思。
Not my will.
要照你的意思。
But as you will.
他说：“不要。”让我的意志来做决定。
Do not do according to my will.
让你的意志来做决定。
But it will be done according to your will.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们基督徒把我们的意志降服在神的意志底下的时候，那个就是顺服。
And therefore, obedience is when we submit, we yield our will to the will of God.
所以我们应当常常学习在神面前祷告。
Therefore, we need to learn to pray such prayer before God.
当我们里面有悖逆的时候。
That if there is rebellion in our hearts, if we have unwillingness in our hearts,
当我们里面有很多反叛的思想的时候，
if there is a thought of a disobedience in our hearts,
我们要对神祷告说，
we need to pray to God.
父啊，
it says, Father,
不要照着我的意思，
not according to my will,
要照着你的意思，
but as you will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
这是一条蒙福的路，
and that is the way to receive blessing.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他不仅为我们做了美好的榜样。
Not only that he has set a great example and pattern for us.
他为我们成全了十字架的救恩。
He has accomplished the salvation of the cross for us.
我们晓得十字架的救恩不仅是把我们从魔鬼的手中拯救回来。
We all know that the salvation of the cross not only saves us from the hand of the devil.
十字架还有一个更大的功用。
That there is an even greater functions of the cross.
就是对付我们这个天然堕落的魂。
It is to deal with this corrupted self.
所以我们的意志怎样能降服在神的跟前呢？
So how can we yield our will or will to God?
这个意志必须怎样？必须在神的跟前。接受十字架的工作。
And it needs to accept the training of the cross.
当我们读约翰福音第十二章的时候，
When we read Gospel according to John chapter 12,
我们看见玛利亚拿了个郁郁瓶的香膏。
We saw Mary offer up an alabaster jar.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹讲过。
I remember I shared about this with brothers and sisters.
因为在犹太人的中间呢，
And because among the Jewish people,
一个女孩子当她开始成长的时候，
and when a girl is growing in his girlhood,
他要做一件很重要的事情，
he needs to do something very important.
就是他要为着他将来的结婚呢，他要预备香膏。
He needs to prepare that anointing, the alabaster jar for her wedding.
因为他希望在他的婚礼里面呢，
because
充满香气。
And she wants her wedding to be filled with such fragrance.
所以他们从年纪很小的时候，一个女孩子啊，这个父母就给他预备一个瓶子，他就开始积存香膏。
So when she was very young, the parents would prepare an alabaster jar for her.
因为这个香膏是非常贵的。
And because that oil is very expensive.
所以他一次可能只能得着一点。
So maybe she can only receive a couple drops a time.
所以他就把它积存在那个瓶子的里面。
And she would accumulate those oils in her alabaster jar.
那么玛利亚是用个玉瓶来积这个香膏。
And Mary had accumulated those oil, collected those oil in her alabaster jar.
约翰福音告诉我们，他积存了多少？积存了一斤的香膏。
And it was
就是 one pound 算一磅那一磅是很多啊。
It's a lot.
你知道我到这个以色列地区的时候，他们告诉我，这么小瓶啊，我大拇指的一半这么小瓶的 这一点的香膏要$500。
I went to Israel, and they told us that about a jar of oil about this size cost about $500.
所以他现在有整个一斤的香膏啊。
So a pound of oil.
这是他从他年幼的时候每天积存，那个你看积存了多久的时间呢？
And that she accumulated that all the way from her youth. It took a very long time.
但是那一天
，And that day，
她决定把这个香膏用在主的身上。
And she decided to pour that oil upon Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这个原来是为着她结婚用的。
Dear brother and sister, that was prepared for her wedding.
但是现在为着主的缘故，她要把它全部用出来。
But here for the Lord, she offered up her all.
所以圣经记载说什么呢
？And therefore, the Bible recorded.
她就打破玉瓶。
And she broke her alabaster jar.
弟兄姊妹们，这告诉我们说她做这件事情很不容易。
It tells that it was something difficult for her to do.
是她所下的一个非常大的决心，对不对
？And that was a decision that she made. It was a hard decision to make.
不然她不需要打破这个玉瓶啊。
Otherwise, she did not need to do to break that alabaster jar.
她孤注一掷的。他这个时候愿意怎样呢？完全为着主。
But single-minded, she was willing to offer up all for the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
若不是十字架在我们意志上面的破碎。
If not for the cross, work in our mind.
一个人要降服在神跟前是非常的困难。
It is very difficult for someone to yield their will to God.
今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹讲一个比较严肃的事情。
And this morning I want to share something very solemn with you.
为什么我们信主有人信了十年八年没有多少的改变呢？
Why is it that when some believed in the Lord after 10 or 20 years still not changed?
甚至信主信了几十年也没有什么改变呢？
After decades of believing the Lord, their life remained unchanged.
很简单，你的意志没有被主破碎。
Very simply, your will was not broken by the Lord.
你是原封不动的。
You are unchanged.
你根本没有破碎。
You were not broken for the Lord.
你根本没有向神降服。
And therefore you did not yield to the Lord.
从表面上看来，也许我们知识多了。
Superficially,
什么都懂。
Maybe we come to know much more knowledge.
我们教会的经验也多了。
We have more experience in church life.
我们什么都知道。
We probably know a lot of things.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们这个人在神的跟前纹风不动。
But dear brother and sister, this person remained unchanged, unmoved before God.
根本没有被破碎。
Because we were not broken.
根本没有接受十字架的功课。
We did not receive the work of the cross.
所以你的意志妨害你在神跟前的蒙恩。我们愿意把自己交在主的手中。
Whenever we're willing to submit ourselves to the Lord,
就借着十字架来做破碎的工作。
And God would break us through the work of the cross.
十字架的救恩。
And the salvation of the cross.
使我们可以不在律法之下，而在恩典之下。
Bring us under grace and not under law.
让罪在我们身上不能做王。
That sin cannot rule over us anymore.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们顺服？做了义的奴仆。
Whenever we submit, we obey and become the slave of righteousness.
我们属灵生命的那个成长就非常的快速。
And our spiritual life will grow rapidly.
如果今天我们仍旧做罪的奴仆。
If today we're still slaves of sin.
你想想看，你的生命怎么可能能有成长呢？
Can you imagine how can you grow?
我们这个顽固的意志。
That this stubborn will.
只有借着十字架的工作能把它破碎。
It can only be break by the work of the cross.
所以难怪主耶稣要求我们。
No wonder the Lord asks us.
我们要天天背起我们的十字架来跟从主。
That we need to carry up our cross daily to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不要拒绝主的十字架。
Do not reject the cross of the Lord.
十字架是我们蒙恩的路。
Because through the cross is the way to blessing.
十字架能使我们里面的固执，那个顽固呢被打碎。
The cross can break our stubborn will.
能使我们在属灵的道路上面能够自由的往前。
That we may go forward freely with the Lord.
所以当一个人的意志被破碎的时候。
And therefore when your will are being broken.
他的整个属灵生命的状态是什么呢？变成一个柔软的状态。
And his spiritual life, he will become soft before the Lord.
所以有的时候你会看见一个人的灵啊，柔软不柔软呢、啊？弟兄姊妹就知道他有没有经过十字架的工作。
And you can tell whether a person has gone through the work of cross by the softness of his heart.
你就知道他的意志有没有被破碎。
And you would know that whether his will has been broken.
所以有很多时候你碰见很多人的时候，你碰见他那个灵很硬很硬。
And sometimes when you encounter a person, you can feel that in his spirit is very strong.
一个只有经过十字架把意志破碎的那个生命。才是一个柔软的生命。
Only when the will is gone through the work of the cross, it will become soft.
只有柔软的生命才能顺服神的。
Only a soft heart can follow God.
啊，我们像泥土在窑匠的手中一样，对不对
？And just like clay in the potter's hand.
它一必定是软的，你才能把它捏成各式各样。
It has to be soft in order for the potter to work with it.
如果今天你是一块硬泥巴
If it's a very hard clay,
那么怎么捏法呢？怎么捏也不行，对不对
？You cannot work with it.
啊，我你心里面就是渴望说主啊，我愿意像你。
Lord, if you desire to be like the Lord,
主说你是块硬的土，我没办法把你捏成这个样式。
But the Lord says you're such a hard clay, I cannot work with you.
所以弟兄姊妹，只有我们在主的手中成了柔软的生命。
So, brothers and sisters, only when we become the soft clay before God,
感谢主，他要把我们捏成什么样，就是一个什么样。
And we will thank the Lord whichever way He wants to form us, that will be according to His will.
当然，我们的神最重要是要把我们捏成他儿子的形象，对不对
？Of course, He wants to mold us into the likeness of His Son.
所以，顺服在神的跟前是蒙福的。
And therefore, it is blessed.To obey.
但是必须我们的意志被神来破碎。
But our will must be broken by God.
我们应当有一个羡慕。
We need to have such envy, such desire.
我们盼望每个弟兄姊妹在神跟前都有这样的祷告。
I hope that every brother and sisters can have such prayer before God.
父啊，照着你的意思。
Father, according to your will.
不要照着我的意思。
Not according to mine.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这样十字架就会临到你。
Then the work of cross will come upon you.
这样神的工作在你的身上才能够显出那个属灵的果效。
And the work of God in your life will bear fruit.
所以，当我们的意志完全降服下来的时候
，And when we completely yield our will before the Lord,
因着这个顺服的生活
，And because of the life of obedience,
它会产生许多属灵美丽的果效出来。
It will bear so much fruit.
我们刚才所唱的那首诗歌啊，364首。
The hymn that we just sang, hymn number 364.
这实在是一个认识顺服的人所写的。
And that is someone who knows about obedience.
这首诗歌非常的宝贵。
That is something a very precious hymn.
几乎把我们基督徒所有的经历统统包含在这里面。
It encompass all our spiritual experience.
他告诉我们说。
He tells us,
当一个人能信而顺服的时候，他就可以得神的喜悦。
He says that when one can trust and obey, then he can please the Father.
顺服使我们能够得胜，使我们能够超越。
It can help us to overcome, to be victorious.
超越什么呢
？To overcome what?
他这里告诉我们，可以超越我们的疑惑。
To overcome our fears.
一个顺服神的人就没有疑惑。
A one who's obeying God will not have
fears. 我们有疑惑，就表示我们里面根本不愿意顺服。
We have doubt and fear because we do not obey.
弟兄姊妹，这是真实的。
And that is true.
啊，请容许我讲一点我自己的经历。
Please allow me, permit me to share my experience.
我1978年到西雅图。
When I came to Seattle in the year 1978.
那么，经过了两年之久。
And for the period of 2 years,
在工作上面来讲，可以说一点果效都没有。
And there was not much fruit of my labor.
我们那个时候只有十几个弟兄姊妹在这里聚集。
There were only about 10 to 20 brothers and sisters gathering at that time.
不到20个人，聚了两年，就这么20个人聚两年。
For 2 years, there was less than 20 of us.
所以到了1980年的时候啊。
And when we in the year 1980,
我里面开始信心上开始动摇。
And my faith started to be shaken.
我里面就产生疑惑。
I had doubt.
我说我是不是到西雅图来错了
？And I asked the Lord whether I made the wrong decision, a mistake.
我不应该来这个地方。
Maybe I shouldn't have come to Seattle.
我心里面想说，为什么都两年多了，为什么一点果效都没有
？And I asked the Lord, it's been 2 years. How come there's no fruit of my labor?
当年我在温哥华的时候啊。
And when I was in Vancouver.
只不过3-5个月，那个聚会的人就很多了。
There was only three to five months, and the congregation started to grow.
这里聚了两年。 才这么一二十个人。
But here, for two years, there's only 20 of us. I had a great doubt in my heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我就想说，我是不是错了？
And I asked the Lord, Lord, have I made a mistake?
但就在这个时候，
At that moment,
我就回到主的面前。
I come before the Lord.
当我俯伏在主面前祷告的时候，
And as I bow before the Lord and I prayed,
感谢主。
I thank the Lord that He revealed Himself in me.
这个主一显现啊，
and when God revealed Himself,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我马上整个人降服在神的跟前。
I completely yield myself before the Lord.
我说主，这是你的旨意。
I said, Lord, this is your will.
我愿意顺服你。
I am willing to obey you.
既然你带我来到这里，
and since you have brought me here,
我说就是我聚到最后只剩下我一个人。
Even if I were started.Continue to gather until only me left.
没有你的命令，我不会离开的。
Without your command, I will not leave.
所以我起来的时候，满天云雾都消散。
And when I woke up, all the clouds were gone.
弟兄姊妹们，我实在经历一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, I truly experienced
something. 当我们能在神的带领中顺服下来的时候，
When we're willing to obey and submit under the will of God,
这一顺服，所有的疑惑就没有了。
Once you obey, all the clouds of doubts will be gone.
我们的生活中也充满许多的畏惧，怕这个怕那个。
In our lives, there are also many, many different kinds of fears.
但是对一个顺服的人来讲，
But to someone who is obedient,
无所惧怕，
he has no fear.
我们在中国听见多少弟兄姊妹们美丽的见证，
and we have heard so much wonderful testimony from China.
他们明知道做这样事情要关监牢的，
and those brothers and sisters, they knew that they will be imprisoned.
但是因为他们愿意顺服主的缘故，
but because that willingness to obey,
无所惧怕。
They had no fear.
很多人家里面呢，这个小小的包都预备好的，随时准备走的。
A lot of times they would prepare their packages in their home anytime they're ready to go.
今天在我们的生活中也是一样。
And it is the same way with our daily living.
我们因为充满了许多的畏惧，许多惧怕。
And because we're filled with so much fear.
所以我们的生活中没有喜乐。
Therefore we have no joy in our life.
我们的生活变得很紧。
Our life becomes so constrained.
弟兄姊妹，对一个顺服神的人来讲是无所畏惧。
But to one who is obedient, he has no fear.
对一个顺服的人来讲，也胜过忧虑。
And he will overcome doubt and fear.
我们的忧虑何其多啊！
And how great and how many are our fears?
下次忧虑来到的时候，
worries. And so next time when you worry,
要伏在神的跟前。
You submit before the Lord.
我们说神啊。
And we will say, Lord,
我们愿意伏在你大能的手下。
I'm willing to submit to yield to your mighty power.
弟兄姊妹们。主会使你胜过忧虑。
And God will help you to overcome worries.
那么也可以使我们胜过重担。
And to your burdens.
哎呀，有好多的担子压在我们身上。
We have so many burdens.
有时候实在感觉力不能胜，对不对？
Sometimes we feel so weak.
有的时候我们就想逃啊。
And we will want to run.
想躲避啊。
And want to avoid it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters, you don't need to run away from it.
只要能伏在神的跟前，
as long as you're willing to submit to God, to obey God,
担子就不成为担子。
Your burden will be light.
很多事情使我们为难。
And a lot of times things will make us.
今天在你的生活中有没有什么事叫你为难的呢？
It is something that makes you is it difficult for you.
但是对一个顺服的人来讲，
but to someone who's obedient,
没有任何为难。
It would not be anything that's difficult.
我们生活中也充满很多的痛苦。
And a lot of times where our lives are filled with suffering.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
你能服得下来，你的痛苦就会减低。
If you're willing to submit, then your suffering will be lighter.
你服不下来，你的痛苦会加增。
But on the contrary, your suffering will be greater.
在我们生活中也有很多的损失，对吧？
In our lives, we have many losses.
不要紧。
That's okay.
对一个伏在神跟前的人来讲，这损失就算不得什么。
To someone who obeyed the Lord, such loss would be nothing.
还有很多的羞耻生活。
And maybe shame.
弟兄姊妹们，在属灵的道路上面。
That in this on this path of spiritual journey.
受羞辱啊，这是很平常的事情。
It is very common to be ashamed.
但是对一个能顺服神的人来讲。
But to someone who is obedient,
这些羞辱也算不得什么。
And such shaming would be nothing.
所以你可以看见，在顺服的生活里面。
And therefore, in a life of obedience,
我们可以胜过，可以超越过这许多的事情。
We can overcome and surpass many things.
那其实这些东西呢，在我们生命中间，还只不过都是一些消极的东西。
And these things are but negative, passive things.
在神正面的带领上面。
But in the aggressive, active
顺服。更可以叫我们成就很多的事情。
In the active leading of the Lord, obedience will accomplish much.
弟兄姊妹们
，and brothers and sisters,
神的灵最多充满的是那些顺服的人。
The Spirit of God will fill those who obey.
因为圣经中有这样的话，神的灵被称作是顺从之人的灵。
Because the Bible tells us the Spirit of God is the Spirit of those who obey.
你要被圣灵充满吗？
Do you want to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
很简单
呐。Very simple.
弟兄姊妹们，当你肯顺服的时候，神的灵就充满你了。
If you're willing to obey, then the Spirit of God will fill you.
我个人的经历就是这样。
And that is true with my own experience.
所以当我们整个的意志降服在神的跟前的时候，
So when our entire will is yielded to God,
神的祝福进来是很自然的一件事情。
It is very natural for God's blessing to flow to us.
这个你不需要花多大的力气。
You don't need to strain.
我常常想，我们人是多么渺小呢？
How often times I feel that we are so small, insignificant.
你只要坐飞机稍微飞高一点，就看不见你了。
And if someone were to see you from the airplane, he cannot see you barely.
神要充满你这个人很困难吗？
Is it difficult for God to fill us?
神是多丰富呢？
How great in the moment is He?
万有都容不下我们的主。
And He is in all.
为什么我这个小小的人要被神来充满这么困难呢？
And why is it difficult for God to fill this insignificant me?
弟兄姊妹，你把你的意志降服在神的跟前。
And when you submit, when you yield your will before God,
你自然就被充满。
Then naturally you will be filled.
我们常常讲，我们需要把自己奉献给主。
Oftentimes we say we need to offer ourselves to the Lord.
一个意志没有降服的人是很难奉献的。
And for someone who's not submitting their will to God, it's very difficult for him to offer.
所以我们要把自己奉献给主。
So when we want to consecrate ourselves to the Lord,
我们那一边是奉献给主，这一边呢，我们人就用手抓住。
And it seems like we're offering to the Lord in certain portion of us, the other portions we kept for ourselves.
所以常常我们的奉献在神跟前不完全。
And therefore our offering, our consecration are incomplete before God.
有的时候跟神拉锯啊，这个有时候拉和神多得一大半，我们就感觉我们不错了，我们你看我们奉献生活不错，其实你还有一部分抓在手里呢。
And sometimes we wrestle with God on this matter. If the Lord gained a large portion, we thought that we're pretty good, but actually we still had some reservation for ourselves.
那么差一点的人呢，跟神这一拉呢，神只拉去一点点，你一大部分拉回来了。
And if you wrestle with God, most of the time we gain much of it.
所以你在奉献的生活上不完全，你就没有办法进入神更大的丰富。
Therefore, if your life of consecration is incomplete, you cannot enter into a more abundant blessing of the
Lord. 所以这个关键的点在你的顺服上面。
And therefore, the deciding point is your obedience.
一个真正顺服神的人。
A one who's truly obeying God.
是一个常常喜乐的人。
It is the one who's joyous.
老实讲，很多的不顺服啊，弟兄姊妹们，给我们带来的是不喜乐的生活。
You know, a lot of times our disobedience brings in sorrow.
你有孩子的人，你就很容易领会。
And if you have children, you'll be able to understand this.
当这个小孩常常这个皱着眉头这样子，你就知道这不顺服。
And when your children is frowning most of the time, you know that he's a disobedient.
顽固悖逆，对不对
？He's rebellious and stubborn.
你看那个听话的孩子，常常都是很快乐的。
So you see, a child who's very obedient, he's
often smiling. 我们在神跟前也是一样。
So before God, it is the same thing.
你看我们不快乐，弟兄姊妹，就是因为什么？里面不愿意顺服。
You know, when we're not very joyous, it means we're not very obedient.
一个顺服主的人充满喜乐。
Because when you obey, you will be filled with joy.
一个人如果能顺服。
And when a person can obey,
他就能够与神同行。
Then he will be able to walk with God.
为什么今天我们跟随主跟随的这么困难？
And why is it that it's so difficult for us to walk with God?
我们常常好像需要主啊停下来等我们。
A lot of times we need God to stop in his track and wait for us.
因为什么呢？因为我们不愿意 听从他的话。
Because we're not willing to listen to him.
所以若是我们要与神同行。
And if we want to walk with the Lord.
我们必须有顺服的生活。
We need to have a life of obedience.
弟兄姊妹们，一个人越能顺服主，他就越能与神同行。
And the more you're able to obey, the more you're able to walk with the Lord.
不仅同行啊。
Not only to walk with the Lord.
并且可以顺命。
But to obey, to submit.
这个顺命是中国人这个顺命这两个字啊，我觉得用得很好啊。
And this translation in Chinese, I think, is marvelous. It is to obey the command of the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，他到一个地步，真是像奴仆一样的侍立在神的跟前。
He submit to a point that he became a servant before the Lord.
主怎样说，他就怎样做。
He will do according to what the Lord says.
我们看见。从使徒行传一直到教会整个教会的历史
and from the book of Acts all the way through the history of the church
那些在他们的时代真正成全神荣耀旨意的这班人
and those who has brought in the glory of the Lord and fulfilled the will of the Lord
都是顺命的人
are those who truly obey God
神的命令临到他们没有任何的抗拒跟随神的命令往前
They will obey and follow God's command regardless.
弟兄姊妹们
and dear brothers,
当我们真正能顺服神的命令的时候
When we can truly obey God's command,
神的旨意就能够成全在我们这些人身上
Then God's will may be accomplished in us.
我请弟兄姊妹不要忘记
We ask you not to forget
我们的蒙恩得救
That our being saved
乃是为着神荣耀的旨意
It is for the glorious purpose of God.
他救赎我们脱离仇敌的权势。
He saved us from the realm of the evil one.
脱离将来的死亡。
He saved us from the eternal death.
他不仅是使我们将来能进入他的丰富，享受他。
Not only he wants us to bring us into his abundance.
并且神救我们有荣耀的旨意要成就。
But he saved us because he has a glorious will that needs to be accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，只有顺服神的人。
And only those who obey God.
能够使神的旨意得到成就
can accomplish the will of God
所以顺服的生活
therefore the life of obedience
是神所要在我们身上所要得着的那个生活
and it's the life that God desires for us
对我们来讲
and for all of us
弟兄姊妹顺服是不容易学的功课
obedience is something difficult to learn
但是我们要靠主的恩典
but by the grace of God
接受十字架的工作
we need to accept the work of the cross
学习常常降服在神的跟前
learn to yield ourselves to God
弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters
这样你没有辜负你的一生
then you will not waste your life
你也没有辜负神的恩典
you did not waste the grace of God
所以在基督徒属灵的生活里面
therefore in the spiritual life of Christians
顺服的生活是一个重要的学习
Life of obedience is a very crucial learning.
我们盼望主借他的话提醒我们。
May the Lord encourage and awaken us by His word.
也激励鼓舞我们。
And to encourage us.
让我们再来唱364首，好吗
？Let's turn to hymn number 364.
364首。我想因为这里一共有五节啊。
There are five stanzas.
我们就唱一四五好了。
We'll just sing a stanza 1, 4, and 5.
那我们请弟兄姊妹大家站起来唱。
Let's all stand up and sing.
盼望我们把这个诗歌呢，当作我们在主面前的祷告。
May we sing it as a prayer before the Lord.
我们早晨对主说：“主啊，我们不仅相信你，我们也愿意顺服你。”
And we tell the Lord that, Lord, not only we believe in you, we want to trust and obey.
起来，当同声在主面前一同一点祷告。
Let's pray in unison.
让我们最后能把我们的敬拜归给我们的主。我们对他说，主，我们一生愿意顺服你。请大家同声开口。主，我们感谢你，你实在是怜悯我们，因为你的顺服。主啊你挽回了整个堕落悖逆的世界主啊若不是你顺服神今天我们就不可能得救我们感谢赞美你我们这些悖逆的人天性的悖逆 但是因着你替我们的顺服，叫我们也在神面前蒙悦纳，我们真是满心的感谢你。主啊，愿我们在地上的日子能够效法主的榜样，能够学习顺服神的带领。主啊，还有不多的日子在地上，求你的恩临临到我们，连续我们。早晨你听见每一个弟兄姊妹的祷告，愿主在我们身上得荣耀。亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are so full of thanksgiving.
是因为你在父的跟前为我们学了顺服。
Because you've learned obedience before Father.
所以你成全了这个救恩。
That you have accomplished the salvation for us.
挽回了整个悖逆的世界。
You have turned the world completely from rebellious.
挽回了我们这些悖逆的人。
Or you save those who are rebellious, Lord.
我们实在是生在罪中，长在罪中。
Lord, we are one who are born in sin and we grown up in sin.
我们的天性原来是承接了撒旦的悖逆。
And in our nature, we have inherited that rebellion of Satan.
我们在每一件事情上面都是与你作对的。
And in everything, we were against you.
但是我们感谢你。
But Lord, we thank you.
主，你来到这个悖逆的世界中。
When you come to this world of rebellion, Lord.
你道成肉身。
You became flesh.
成了顺服的榜样。
You became the pattern of our obedience.
我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因着你的顺服。
Because of your obedience.
叫仇敌所有一切的工作都落了空。
That all the work of evil one had was in vain.
并且拯救了我们这些人。
And furthermore, you saved all of us.
主啊，今天你要我们在地上能有顺服的生活。
Lord, you desire for all of us to have a life of obedience.
我们求你因着你的恩典。
Lord, by your grace.
借着你的十字架。
Through your cross.
让我们整个的意志能够降服在你的跟前。
May our will be yielded to you, Lord.
让我们从内心的深处对主说。
That from the bottom of our hearts we will say to our Lord.
主，我们愿意顺服你。
Lord, I am willing to obey.
愿你在我们身上能作王掌权。
May you rule in my heart.
愿你的旨意能成就在我们身上。
May your will be accomplished in us.
亲爱的主耶稣啊。
Dear Lord Jesus.
今天早晨。
This morning.
你确实借着你的话对我们说了话。
You truly have spoken to us through your word.
主啊，吸引我们。
God,
让我们能更多的爱你。
Draw us closer that we may love you more.
更多的愿意跟随你。
And to follow you more, Lord.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
愿今天在这个悖逆的世界中。
Lord, that in this world, this age of rebellion.
你在这里能得着一般顺命的百姓。
You will obtain of your people who are obedient to you.
让你的旨意能亨通在我们的中间。
That your will may be accomplished through us.
主，我们在这里。
Lord, we are here.
我们相信你听了每个人的。
We believe that you heard each one of our prayers.
我们知道许多的难处，许多的不愉快，都是因为我们顺服不下来。
Lord, we know that so many hardships, sufferings because of our disobedience.
主啊，在不多的日子里面。
Lord, in the time that the short time that we have left.
让我们学习来顺服你。
Oh, help us to learn to obey you.
我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
今天早晨。
This morning, Lord,
愿所有的敬拜荣耀都归给你。
May we offer to you all our praise and thanksgiving and worship.
垂听我们的祷告。
Answer our prayer, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.